You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Beautiful.
So beautiful. And this is
from NPR, it's World Cafe. And oh my, it is 2025 and Oasis are back together. Today we are revisiting a conversation with the always quotable Liam Gallagher. Oasis are embarking on a world tour that lines up nicely with the 30th anniversary of their debut record, Definitely Maybe. But when we chatted in 2019, a reunion was the last thing on Liam's mind.
I've always got to keep it kind of classic sounding, you know what I mean? I'm not like my brother who's trying to reinvent the wheel and failing miserably, you know what I mean?
But it's clear, he'd mellowed in the years following the breakup of Oasis.
A lot of people are going on like, you know, like, and I'm sitting in my house crying over, you know, I'm not, listen. I'm cool, man, and he's cool. It is what it is.
Or it was what it was. Be here now, I guess. Liam Gallagher coming up in an encore edition of World Cafe.
I'm Kaleo. Liam's one of my favorite people to speak with, even though on public radio, there are more bleeps than one would hope. However, it's still very fun. It's up after Cream in the White Room.
Sleep.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo, and this is an encore. Just a heads up, I'm freestyling this introduction because I want to talk about Rockstar Brain. On one hand, Rockstar Brain can get you into trouble. It's bold, it's ostentatious, it's flamboyant. It's your mouth writing checks your body can't cash. But on the other side of Rockstar Brain, there's a call it like you see it kind of attitude. There's a directness, there's a bluntness that a lot of people hide behind. Liam Gallagher doesn't really care for social niceties, as evidenced by the multiple bleeps you will hear in this public radio interview, but he is one of the few rock stars who calls it like he sees it, unafraid to speak truth and maybe a few exaggerations to power or anyone who doesn't support Oasis. Oasis back together after 15 years, going on a world tour, hitting a couple of U.S. dates in New York, Chicago, and L.A. And I wanted to revisit our 2019 conversation with Liam, where he is typical Liam Gallagher, which means a very interesting listen. Let's get into it. From his 2019 album, Why Me, Why Not, here's Shockwave. That is Shockwave. It is the first single from the brand new Liam Gallagher record, Why Me, Why Not? It's his second solo album, both of which debuted at the top of the UK charts. My name's Kaleo. I'm the Cafe. It's a pleasure to speak to you, Liam. Welcome to the show.
Nice one. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So you just released a critically acclaimed album that goes to number one. You have an extremely candid documentary that's out, opened for The Who. You've got a landmark record that celebrates the 25th anniversary. You're getting married next year. It seems like things are going fantastic. So first off, how are you feeling?
Yeah, and I've got a cat that's just in my bath.
You what?
I've got a cat that pooed in my bath.
You have
it's all going on, mate. Yeah, I got back yesterday jet lagged and I let the cat in the room just give it a cuddle about 5 o'clock in the morning, wide eyed awake like that. Next minute, all I smell, I'm going, what? Anyway, the cat gave me a little present. So, number one records supporting The Who and cats that poo in baths.
Yeah, you know what?
And I'm getting married next year. It's all going on.
It's all going on. Coming off your debut solo album, As You Were, what did you want to do with the new record, Why Me, Why Not?
Nothing. I just wanted to do the same again, man. You know what I mean? I'm not just wanted to keep going. You know what I mean? Didn't want to start throwing, you know, spanners in the work and messing with people's heads. You know what I mean? That's what I'm always want to be. I always got to keep it kind of classic sounding. You know what I mean? I'm not like my brother who's trying to reinvent the wheel and failing miserably. You know what I mean? So I just want to good classic songs, and I think that's what people want to hear.
Yeah, it's also a nice evolution, though, from the last record. It feels like the appropriate amount of growth. There's still things that people can expect to hear from a Liam Gallagher record. But
yeah, but I think that's accidentally, though. You know what I mean? I think if you... It's a little bit more, I'd say, a little bit on the psychedelic side and that, in places and that, but that wasn't meant... We didn't go in there and go, let's make psychedelic music. Because as far as I'm concerned, we went in there to do the same thing again, and I'll go in and do the same thing again and again and again. And if people think that's boring, so be it.
Well, it sounds like you know what you want to do. What's something that you've grown to appreciate since you've started your solo career, and it's been you making all of the calls?
Well, no, it's not just me, actually. No, I write songs with Greg Kirsten and Andrew Wyatt, so it's three of us, yeah, and Simon Aldridge over here. So I have a help in that, doing these tunes and that, because if it was down to me doing it, we wouldn't be speaking, you know what I mean? I need to work with people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Greg Kirsten, who's from The Bird and the Bee and Super Producer to the Stars, I had a chance to talk to him a couple of weeks ago. That is a smart dude. That is a very intelligent guy.
Exactly.
How does your chemistry
work? I'm smarter for getting him to work with us, you know what I mean? He's smart. If you get someone smart to work with you, then you're the smarter person, aren't you?
Oh,
so
absolutely.
As smart as he is and as clever he is and as handsome he is, I'm all that and more.
There it is. We're talking with Liam Gallagher. His new album is Why Me, Why Not? We started off the session with a bombastic song, Shockwave. Halo has this, maybe this is one of those happy accidents, stomping, almost like a honky-tonk vibe to start. Can you tell me the background of this song?
I mean, I'm not one of them people that's going to sit here and talk about the in-depth bits of the song because I find that boring, you know what I mean? I mean, Halo just happened, you know what I mean? But it's one of my favorite songs on the record, for sure. I love it.
No worries. It's all good, man. I mean, sometimes there isn't a huge story, and I understand. Like,
yeah.
Some people are process nerds, and some people...
Yeah, I'm not, man. I'm not one of them. I'm not a train spotter, man. I mean, I know, but I've got a brother who is, you know what I mean? He'd sit and talk about how these songs are wrote. I'm just like, oh, will you shut up, man? These people have to go home. They have homes to go to, you know what I mean? They've got to go and put the bins out, you know what I mean? They have to go and, you know, change the bedding. Shush. It's a tune. Let's get on with it.
Well, we want to hear the band play it for us. It's Liam Gallagher performing live for the World Cafe with Halo.
She turns me on. We're talking with Liam Gallagher here. It's Why Me, Why Not, the new album. I'm Kaleo on the World Cafe. But, dude, in addition to the album, there's the documentary, As It Was, which I had the opportunity to watch last night. And it's very vulnerable in a lot of ways. Beyond people wanting to know about your life and your life story, and particularly what's happened in the aftermath of Oasis, why did you want to tell them?
I didn't, actually, because we'd done Supersonic, the film, and then, you know, that come out and all that stuff. So, and then people were going, oh, should we do a documentary on you? I was going, not really. I'm bored of me already, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And everyone knows pretty much what it is and all that. So, then I think with the success of As You Were, we had people following us around doing the gigs. We're really good in England and stuff. So halfway through it went, oh, should we carry on? But it was not my idea, believe you me. I don't want to be doing films about me every tour, you know what I mean? I'm just a guy in a park who sings songs, you know, and that's it. But I do know people kind of find these things interesting, and I do, and I'm glad we did it at the end, but halfway through I was going, look, can we just turn these cameras off and stop?
Yeah, I get that. Like, when you're trying to do your main job, go out and rock and roll, it's like, I got a camera in my face, like, nonstop, as it is from people who I don't know, and now I have one from people that I do know.
Exactly, you know what I mean? And people come, you know, when you're coming backstage and everyone, you know, and you're dripping wet and all that, and you don't really want to be talking about, you know, the gig was all right, you know, not everything is great in the world of rock and roll, you know what I mean? Like, even though people will blag it, you know what I mean? They'll come off and go, oh, every gig was great. It isn't, you know what I mean? You come off some nights and you're going, That was hard work or whatever, you know what I mean? But, you know, there's a lot of liars out there that go, oh, yeah, everything's great. It's not. It's just, you know, you have your bad days and your good days. And I guess on your bad days, you don't want anyone, you just want to, you know, boot some over and then go to bed, don't you?
Yeah.
And forget about it and start again, you know what I mean? But people want to hear about all these things. But I'm glad we did it anyway because, I think it turned out all right.
Well, we're talking to Liam Gallagher, by the way. The new album is Why Me, Why Not, but we're talking about the documentary As It Was. The thing that struck me that made me invested in this documentary is there are a lot of remarkable people, but two in particular, Peggy, your mother, and your older brother, Paul, absolutely gave me a connection to you that I would have never had otherwise. Because, you know, there's so much gossip and rumor about the Gallagher brothers, but hearing your mom root for you in such a beautiful way, and it also feels like she rubs off on you. What makes her so special?
Well, she gave birth to me for the start, so you know what I mean.
Yeah,
that makes her top of the pops, and that. But I don't know, she's a top woman, man, and she's had a tough life herself. You know what I mean? So, and it's all of her family and all that from Ireland and that. But you know, she never sort of sits and dwells about it. She gets up, she gets on with it. She had three jobs to bring all us up to get us into some kind of decent shape when we were young and that. So she's a grafter and she's not into the showbiz life. She's still in the same house, man.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, man, she's not interested. She's like, look, your lives can change. Get on with it, go to London and do your thing. Think you're Mick Jagger and John Lennon and all that nonsense, but I know who I am and I'm staying here. So for me, she keeps me grounded, man.
Yeah, the scene where you're all sitting in the house with the your kids and the family, it's just a really, really sweet thing. You know, there's a story about your...
She's the star. She's the star out of all this, man. When it's all done and dusted and that, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? When wherever you go and that, she'll be the one getting all the applause and all that. We'll be just picking up the scraps, man, because at the end of the day, she's the one, man.
I hate
she's
to break it to with, you, she, but I agree with
one,
you.
Yeah, she's the one with the... She's the one, you know, she's the one with the big soul, man, the big love. We're the minions.
Well, your older brother, Paul, man, seems like a hero in a lot of ways, too. I mean, there's a scene where he shows up at your house and you haven't been doing so hot and he helps you escape England. And
and
you guys book a flight to Parma. And there's a sense of loyalty that really runs deep. Can you talk a little bit about the loyalty that you have with your brother, Paul?
Yeah. No, well, he's my oldest brother, man. And he was the one that got me into music, really, I guess. You know what I mean? Because he was obviously hitting first and that. And he was cool. Our kid's cool, man. He's like, you know, he's my biggest brother, man. And so as much as people go on about me and Noel and all that tackle, I have a lot of love for our kid as well, you know what I mean? And he comes on tour with us and DJs and stuff. And even though I wind him up and he winds me up, our kid can take it, you know what I mean? He's a bit, you know, he's got a good sense of humor as well. And I love him bit to bits.
That's Liam Gallagher of Oasis talking about his brother Paul. Coming up, more with Liam and how he felt about his other brother, Noel, back in 2019. Obviously, things have changed, but you could tell that he had mellowed. He'd softened a little bit on his stance with Noel. Coming up, more with Liam Gallagher on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. We're talking with Liam Gallagher. Conversation from 2019. Of course, Oasis back together out on tour in 2025. I decided to ask him about a documentary just so I could bring up Noel Gallagher without getting yelled at. Here's how that went.
So the documentary, I kind of have to bring this up because it shows your it shows your older brother, Paul, you know, and and your mom, Peggy. But Noel, your brother who played in Oasis with you, only shows up in archival footage. And the documentary mentions he hasn't been willing to speak to you in 10 years. And I figured the documentary seemed like it would be a good opportunity for reconciliation. I have to ask, did you try and reach out to him about being a part of it?
Not really, no. No, I'm sure other people might have done, but it was about me, man. It's not about him. I mean, listen, we had a music relationship and that went up, but I'm not, a lot of people are going on and I'm sitting in my house crying over, I'm cool, man, and he's cool. It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Well, the thing that would have stung the most for me, because you said you had a musical relationship, it must have been painful to not be able to play some Oasis song, something that you created.
Yeah, well, that makes him look bad, though, doesn't it? You know what I mean? So, I sang on him, man, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care whether I wrote them or not, or you got his little fan club going like that. Well, he wrote them. I tell you what, mate, they'd have been a totally different song if he'd have sung them as well, you know what I mean? Because they're my babies as well, so as far as I'm concerned, they're as much as mine as his.
Absolutely, absolutely. There are a few moments earlier on in the documentary where it sounds like you were going to give it up.
Give it up.
Music.
High five and everyone.
What did you want to do if you were seriously getting out of music? What was in your brain going, I want to do this?
No, I wouldn't have done anything. I wouldn't have done nothing, mate. I'd have counted how much money I've got left from my foolish mistakes that I'd made. And I'd have probably been left with a few quid. And I just sat, I'd have bought some kind of little gaff somewhere in a country in Spain somewhere. And I got myself in a nice, I'd have got running, got fit and all. I mean, I got off my head first. And I got a nice tan and then I'd have sort of gone, right, I mean, I'd have drank like Oliver Reed for a year and then I would have gotten and I would have got back into shape like Marvin Gaye and then I'd have come back to England and had it like I did. But yeah, I was always going to do music, man. Yep. Always, man. Yeah, definitely.
And it found its way to the second solo record right now where we're at.
I just needed a break though, you know what I mean? I needed a break, not from the music, just from people, you know what I mean?
Did you have a lot of people in your ear after the Oasis thing, like giving you advice about where to go, what to do, and?
Not really. Just people sort of just people. You know what I mean? And it ain't. I get it, man. It's not people's fault. You know what I mean? People just want, their thing, and you know what I mean. And sometimes their thing can come across as like a bit selfish. I get it. They want Oasis back together, and I get that and all that. But I just had enough of everyone. I just thought I need to, and I had enough of me as well. I just need to go away and sit in a field somewhere. Never think about things.
Yeah, I think it's
and a field in Spain is just as good as a field in wherever.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you got to get away.
Exactly.
You know, we're talking to Liam Gallagher. The new solo album is Why Me, Why Not? The new documentary, As It Was. We're going to listen to another song from the album, Now That I Found You, which is also ties into family, but in a more positive way.
Yeah. It's about my daughter Molly. We hadn't had a relationship for 20 years, which is horrific. But sometimes these things happen. You know what I mean? And so yeah, me and Molly come into each other's lives last year, and we've not been out of each other's lives since she gets home. You know, we're all loving her and she's loving us all, and we're all having a good time, man.
Congratulations, man. That's great. That's great news to hear.
Man.
Let's
hear
it. Now That I Found You. It's from Liam Gallagher in performance for the World Cafe.
Heaven knows.
It's Liam Gallagher in Performance for the World Cafe. Now That I Found You. It's from his new album, Why Me, Why Not? I'm Kaleo on the World Cafe. We talked about the new record, the new documentary, but I think it's worth mentioning. There's an album that came out 25 years ago, your former band's debut. Wow. Definitely Maybe. Congratulations on that. What is it? Why does Definitely Maybe stand the test of time?
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, obviously, there's some good songs in it. I mean, loads of good songs in it. And obviously, Oasis were a good band, always a good songwriter, and a good frontman, singer, whatever it was. I don't think we looked particularly amazing, you know what I mean? We looked all right. I've seen better, you know what I mean, over the years and that. And I just think England at that time was, you know, was just, I don't know, I think I'm obviously lucky, you know what I mean, as well. I think, like, at that time, whatever was going on, I just think we sort of, I don't know, we just got lucky, man. Everyone was sort of wanted it and everyone was listening and we just, you know, I listen back to some of the songs these days on the radio and I think, oh, I'm not too sure about that. I think you had to have been there, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
Well, I personally don't think some of them have aged well, you know what I mean?
That's fair. I mean, I still get excited when I hear Supersonic or Live Forever.
I think Supersonic and I think Live Forever have aged well, but when I hear some of the others, like Rock and Roll, I just think, well, it sounds really tinny and I don't know, it's just a production thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's the...
Not the songs. The songs are good songs. I just think when I hear it back on the record, I think, oh, that doesn't sound too good in this climate. But maybe that's what makes it good, you know what I mean?
Well, it's timeless of that time and it's a freshman album, so it's not like you can go, well, I have access to, like, the greatest toys and tools at that point.
Yeah, go on, man. I just think it was a time and a place, man. And I'm glad I sang on them because I'm proud of it, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I had Graham Coxon of Blur on, a band famous for feuds with yours, but I made an observation that band fighting.
To be fair, they never had feuds with us. We were the ones who started it.
And so this is what he was going to say. I made an observation about band fighting that Britpop quarrels seem to be dying down or outright just squashed. And Graham said, really, it was the media that was the instigator there, that both bands were less concerned about each other than the public was. So,
I don't know about that. I think Blur were all right. Obviously, we were from up north and they were from down south, and there's a thing of, like, that people from up north are a bit more, like, harder and a bit more weathered and all that and a bit more real, you know what I mean? So we were two different bands and all that stuff, but I don't think Damon or the Blur lot ever did anything particularly bad to us. I think it was us just coming down here being cocky little farts from Manchester, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people are up there, you know what I mean? So You know, I never really had a bad word, you know, a bad thing about Blur. I always had a laugh when I seen him out. You know what I mean?
Interesting. So, you know, this is something that our American audience probably doesn't understand. Can you talk a little bit about the social dynamic between a band from Manchester and a band from London, and why one group of people would root for a band not because of the music, but because of where they were from?
Right. Well, we wear a lot. Our clothes are a lot more looser up in Manchester, so we're a lot more chilled. You know what I mean? It's always raining in Manchester, so we're a bit more moodier. Whereas it's sunny in London a lot, you know what I mean? So they have a nicer life down here, I think, you know what I mean? And we resent them for that.
Ah, and so if you were a Manchester person...
Well, yeah, you've got wind and rain in your face every day, you know what I mean? When they're down here in London, they've got the T-shirts on and the shorts on, sipping pina coladas, feeding the ducks in the park and that, you know what I mean?
I haven't seen a pina colada in London, my friend.
I have. That's Blur, man, in the 90s, mate. They're always hanging out of their mouths. So, you know what I mean? So there is that sense of that. And plus, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? They always just seemed a bit jolly, you know what I mean? And we were a bit more miserable and stuff, you know what I mean? But anyway.
So I'm glad that it's pretty... Pretty much all of the beefs have been quashed, I think. You're carrying on the legacy right now, which is great. But I am going to ask you one last thing about Definitely Maybe. What's the song in your mind that's held up the best over the last 25 years?
Well... my favourite song, I guess, is Live Forever, if that is on that album. Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Live Forever. Yeah, Live Forever for me. I mean, I like them all, you know what I mean? Supersonics, Mega, I think. I like that as a rock song, but a rock and roll song. But Live Forever is a beauty, man. It reminds me, every time I sing it, it reminds me of my mum, so I love that.
Beautiful. Well, let's play a bit of it so people can be reminded of its brilliance. Yeah. Live Forever from Oasis. Liam Gallagher is our guest here on World Cafe.
Maybe I don't really wanna know how you got in girls, 'cause I just wanna fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe.
You're listening to World Cafe. That is the one and only Liam Gallagher fronting Oasis from the landmark debut album, Definitely Maybe, celebrating its 25th anniversary. You've been an iconic frontman for over two decades. Do you see anybody that's out there today that has charisma, that impresses you, that pushes you creatively, besides yourself, of course?
No, and that's what might be being, well, whatever, or Snyder, what I actually don't. You know what I mean? I don't need to be pushed. What is it? What did you say? I've got my vibe already, man. Do you know what I mean? I know where I need to go, and I had all that from the 90s, so no one's going to inspire me from this generation.
Interesting.
My kids inspire me, and my missus and all that, but that's through daily life, you know what I mean? But as for these musicians today, nah, I'd hate to be a musician today. I think you've got to mind your P's and your Q's, you know what I mean? There's no one, you know, you've got to watch what you're saying, otherwise it'll be over, you'll have an early bath, you know what I mean? Whereas when I was 20, I could do what I want and dress how I wanted and drink what I wanted and swear when I wanted and all that. So I think we were like the Pistols, man, of the 90s, you know what I mean? So we got away with murder. These kids today, man, they can't get away with nothing, man.
So if you started out now...
No, yeah, I don't...
What would happen?
We wouldn't last. I honestly, you know, a lot of people are always going, oh, Oasis wouldn't last in this climate and all that. And I think we wouldn't, man. Musically, we would. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had a filthy tongue, you know what I mean? So, and we like to take drugs and we like to party and we like to smash things up and stuff and get in a side off. It would have been locked up, mate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, makes sense.
Musically, it would have worked still because, you know, because it's classic rock and roll and that will never die, you know what I mean? But as for people, nah, we were little sods, as they say. Dan Sy, Dan in London. You're a little sod.
A little sod? Help me out.
A little sod. Well, down in London, they call people little sods. Oh, you little sod.
It's a pretty disrespectful term, I take it, then?
Well, it is. It's called, like, well, I won't swear because I've been told not to swear. In Manchester, you're a little, you know what I mean? Or a little, or a little, you're not a little, and that, but that down London, it's, oh, you little sod. Get out of here, you sod.
Wow. So, yeah. I appreciate that. We're learning a little bit of British slang, and yes, we've got a beep button, so we're all good. Don't even sweat
Just
it.
Just beep us out, man.
You know, people want to hear you. We're talking to Liam Gallagher here.
Swearing's good.
We're talking to Liam Gallagher here on World Cafe. So are you still running? I guess this is one of my last questions for you. Are you still doing that like crazy?
Yeah, I haven't run for a bit because I've got a bit of arthritis kicking in, man, and my legs and that. So they've been a bit like painful and that. So I've not been running as much as I should. But once I get my medication and all that stuff right, I'm on that CBD oil. I'm loving that stuff. I'm necking that, man.
Really? The CBD oil?
Yeah, the CBD oil. So I'm on that stuff. So hopefully that'll make me better. And before you know it, I'll be out there, man, like Roadrunner, beep, beep, beeping everyone out of the way, man.
Dude, own that stage, man. That's a big... You get back on those arena stage and cover those 100 feet. I know exactly...
Oh, no, I won't be running on the stage. I mean, none of that guy. I'm not Mick Jagger, man. I'll be stood firmly still, giving staring at people and just eating that microphone. No, I'll be running in the morning.
Is the arm still behind the back?
Oh, yeah, both of them.
Oh God, I love that, man. That is just such. Yeah. Where did you come up with that? By the way, I've always been curious.
I don't know. I just started. I held the microphone and I just felt weird. I took the microphone. I used to hang off it like Johnny Rotten a bit, and then took it out of the microphone stand and held it a bit like Ian Brown. I just felt that is weird, man. I don't like touching microphones. So I put it back on the mic stand, and then I sort of put my hands behind my back and leant into it like a cheeky monkey, and. I don't know, and I got a bit more power from my voice, man, with my hands behind my back. Plus, it's like I've been arrested a few times, so it's kind of comes natural.
You haven't been arrested in a while, I'd just like to point out for the audience.
I haven't been arrested in a while, no, but I've been arrested a few times in my past, and that's so. It sort of feels natural.
Fair enough. It's Liam Gallagher here on the World Cafe. One more song to go out on from the new album. It's my favorite on the record, Why Me, Why Not? And it surprised me because it's different in tone, particularly on the gritty guitar opening line, but familiar with the orchestral beats. Did Gone come to you pretty quickly?
Gone was another one that we did with Andrew, sort of wanted to try and do like a filmy kind of... It reminds me a bit of the Smiths, actually, I think.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of a Morrissey, like Morrissey Smiths kind of thing, and then it's got a bit of a Tarantino kind of filmy kind of vibe, but it's another one that just popped up.
I absolutely love it. By the way, what the hell is going on with Morrissey?
I don't know. I haven't read much about it, but I know he's always in trouble, isn't he? Something.
He's saying some pretty divisive things for people who used to think about his background. So
I mean, he's always been like that, though, hasn't he? You know what I mean? He's always been a bit. But you know what? Listen, if that's what he's into, and that's what he believes. Then that's what he believes, whether he's right or wrong. I haven't heard what he said in that, but.
Well, and people will let you know if they disagree with you. I'm sure you know that feeling. So
I don't get into the politics side of it. I've got enough trouble. I've got enough stuff going on in my world. I don't need to be, you know, going on about Brexit or Boris Johnson, whatever his name is, or the other lot, or Trump and all that. They're all idiots.
Fair enough.
Bleep that out. In fact, don't bleep that out.
And on that note, let's listen to Gone. It's a live performance from Liam Gallagher here on World Cafe.
I wanna tell you something. I ain't never seen the likes of you before. So I was willing to stand still while you push me. But you finally pushed me out the door. So I wanna hear you say it.
That's Gone, in performance for the World Cafe, Liam Gallagher, the new album, Why Me, Why Not, As It Was, is the new documentary. Liam, it was an absolute pleasure to speak. Please come back and talk to us again soon.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us, man. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm like in that, you know, that zen sleepy mode, you know what I mean? Like the jet lag vibe.
All right. Well,
so catch me on a jet when I'm jet lagged, and I'll speak. I'm yours, man.
Oh, totally. Well, dude, you started off with cat poop. What am I supposed to
do? Well, that's what I woke up to at 5 o'clock. Well, I didn't wake up to it. It was there staring right at me. Because I've been away for 3.5 weeks, and I'm on tour, that's what it is.
Oh, that's what they love you then.
Yeah, it's a protest. It's a protest, poo, as if to say, like, where have you been, nomad?
Yeah, totally. All right, Liam, man, I'll let you go. Go Manchester City, all right?
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
I really didn't know what I was going to be in for, but that felt like an appropriate way to end an interview with Liam. Liam Gallagher from Oasis. Oasis had on tour in 2025. Tickets are probably pretty hard to come by at this point. Thanks so much to Liam Gallagher and his team and his cat. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. That Liam Gallagher. Fun guy, good sport. Wouldn't want to get on his bad side, but I think he'd have a laugh at this. Here's Blur. We'll be right back.
Like their girls, like their boys. Oh, I should be some. funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Well, old Mendy, what you all doing here?
Oh, we all swine to the circus soon as the trial's over.
What's all about, Mendy?
Why, Sally Brown and Jimmy Jackson done had a fight, and you ought to see them with it. Why, here comes the judge.
The court will please come to order. What's the first case, Henry?
Sally Brown against Tilly Jackson, Your Honor.
Bring him in, Henry. Here are you, coons. I don't want you sitting on the windowsills. Get down and let in some light, and in the future, keep your mud hooks on the floor. Oday in the courtroom.
Say, Jed, is my Rastus in there?
Well, pardon my soul if he ain't playing a game of craps over by the door. Yeah, you Rastus, your mammy wants you. Fly out of here. Oda. Now, Sally Brown, you was charged with fighting. What have you got to say?
Why, Judge, I was walking along the boardwalk, not saying a word to nobody, when Tilly Jackson done shoved me and called me a black. She called me up. Well, I'm too much of a lady to say what.
She's a liar. She's a liar, Judge. I don't use no such language.
She did, Judge. She did. She called me. I tell you, she did. She just said that, Mr. Earl.
You was both fined $10 each and 10 days in the calaboose for disorderly conduct.
Please, Judge, I only ask you to grant me one favor.